Ganyao, a small town in a with a population of 40,000 in Jiasheng County, East China's Zhejiang Province, is fashioning itself into a robotics hub. The robot town, which comprises a robot theme park as well as research and manufacturing sites, is a microcosm of technology upgrade taking place in China since the 18th CPC National Congress 5 years ago. First of all, guys, what does a town of robotics look like?
Pass through the town of Ganyao, Jiasheng County, in East China's Zhejiang Province, and you'll notice the town lacks the idyllic footbridges and flowing creeks that are typical in many of its neighborhoods. Even its name, Makes Kilns, which I understand that's what its name kind of means, right? Makes Kilns hints at the industrial past. I guess in ancient times, the town was known for its thousands of brick and tile kilns. Also, I guess the manufacturing tradition has continued well into modern times. So they've been making kilns for a while. They also got in, as I understand, on the production of ball bearings. And that was becoming actually a pillar of the local industry in the late 1990s. So you have an idea of kind of what, I guess, put this town on the map or what they've been known for, at least in the past. But now, intelligent manufacturing took root in the town as early as 3 years ago. But the industry was still in its infancy when local officials mulled over choosing an industry speciality in August 2016. Building a robot town was like making something out of nothing, Liu Junfeng said, party secretary of Ganyao Township. But the Ganyao leadership believes it has what it takes to make its ambitious robot town plan a reality. I guess the cost of living and operating a business in Ganyao, located about an hour's drive from central Shanghai, is much lower than that of its crowded neighbor. Through the township's 2016 revenue of, I guess, 280 million yuan, that's 43 million US dollars, I guess it left little surplus to develop a new industry. The local government decided to, I guess, try to change that and make the best of this a little profit it had and try to, I guess, attract local businesses and robotics to come kind of develop this industry there. Yeah,
that's impressive. And also, I think many small workshops need to close up to meet a country's environmental protection agenda. So, as we can see in the Jiasheng County in April 2016, more than 40 local kilns and wood processing plants have been closed. And this caused laid off workers. They have to move away to find employment, while like ball bearing manufacturers struggle to grow given their small scale operations and low end products. I think this new initiative, setting up this robotic town, giving them more opportunities, like transfer the outdated industry into more high end industries. Also, we can see there's a Lu Chunsong is a vice general manager of the Doornook Technology, who has already set up a shop in this area. And she said that they produce electric motors, including those used to make joints on robots, and is estimated its output value for 2017 at 250 million yuan. And also, it can save more money for them, because if they do that in Shanghai, the cash they pour into the project will soon burn out.
Yeah, so this might be the only company right now that's actually taking advantage of some of the, I guess, initiatives the town's putting forward to attract these robotic industries and companies to come kind of make their base of operations there. We also see Jiasheng Baqi Machinery Manufacturing, which has been producing high-tech machine tools since 2015. They're kind of eyeing land in that area. And I guess the reason why is because I guess the general manager, Wang Haibing, he had said property prices are hovering around 450 yuan per square meter for this new robotic town. And it's an attractive option, is what he's saying. So I guess how it was started is a guy named Hong Xinjiang, the former head of Jiasheng Statistics Bureau, pitched in 2016 to his friend Liu that maybe it's a good idea to try to specify what the town's doing, and maybe to pursue, I guess, robotics. All right. So Lou said, all right, well, I need a couple days to think about this. He said, specifically, as I understand, through my research, he needed 3 days. Okay. So anyways, after 3 days, or not 3 days, I think he actually only took 1 day to think about it. I guess in March, the county authorities approved the plan, and the robotics hub is now under construction. The robot town, which comprises a robot theme park, as you had said, Hyung, as well as research and manufacturing sites, will take up 3.3 square kilometers, nearly 10% of the township's 38 square kilometer area, after its completion in 2027. What's really exciting about this is you had, well, we had just talked, the township's total 2016 revenue was 280 million yuan, right? So now their midterm goal for, I guess, this, what they have planned, is to see the area house 30 companies in robotics and intelligent manufacturing industries by 2023, with a combined annual output target of 2 billion yuan.
Wow.
So imagine, you know, going from a town that is so small, you know, just an hour away from Shanghai, and having a revenue that you can barely do anything with to kind of develop the town, because you're making maybe 280 million yuan and only a little bit of that is left after all the things you have to pay for as a town to have people live there. But now they're talking 2023. I mean, the output of the town, I guess the GDP that will be coming out, 2 billion yuan. So this is going to benefit probably people who are living there already, schools, all kinds of different social functions that are happening there. So I think just right there, that quick turnaround from lower revenue to possibly a huge revenue is huge.
Yes, and I think that's a very ambitious plan that is taking place right now. And I think when you look at the geographic position of this town and county, also Zhejiang province in general, when it's so close to Shanghai, I think it makes a lot of sense to sort of become either a satellite city or having business or manufacturing sites that is sort of complementary to the big city that's close by. And when you see what's going on here, one thing that I'm trying to wrap my head around is, what is the drive behind building a town of robotics? Why is it not something else? What's this about?
I think it's from provincial to the national level. I want to mention it's like our like national background is supported by the government, actually, because now I think everybody knows like innovation has been highlighted during the CPC's 19th National Congress speech delivered by Chinese President Xi Jinping. And he says that the primary force innovation actually is the primary force driving development, and it is the strategic underpinning for building a modernized economy. And we have seen so many fields of technology has reached a breakthrough in this years, as we mentioned yesterday, the high-speed rails and also the maiden flight of our large passenger aircraft. So we can see innovation and the technology upgrading is everywhere.
You know, I think I totally agree with President Xi Jinping on this, just because, you know, first of all, for anybody that's listening that's saying, okay, so this town, it's going to pursue robotics, but I know robotics is also present in other cities across the country. I'm talking about there's some in Hefei and Anhui province, as well as Dongguan in the Pearl River Delta. So we're seeing that actually this isn't just something specific to what we're talking about, the small town 1 hour outside of Shanghai. And according to a report released by the China Robot Industry Alliance, a domestic nonprofit, China has become the largest market for industrial robots, with sales rising by 26.6% year on year in 2016. So this is very cool to see. And first of all, the reason why I think, you know, I really agree with the president here is because, you know, I think the U.S. really milked the kind of rise to computers. We really capitalized on that. I mean, imagine everywhere around the world probably uses our kind of operating system to some extent, like either Microsoft or some kind of Apple operating system, these kind of things. The U.S. jumped on so early. And so that made us like an economic hub for, I mean, imagine a day in your life where you haven't used computers for the past X amount of years. So I'm saying robots to China is like computer operating systems to the U.S. If China can really just innovate on this industry, we might be talking about Ganyao as the hub, not just of China, but maybe of the East or the world in robotics and development. If more places continue to do this, I see this initiative eventually housing the next Bill Gates or something of robotics. And in which case, imagine, you know, that would be like the operating systems, the operating systems for computers, but instead it's China producing that in the way of robotics, and the whole world would reap a benefit.
Yeah, and that's all very exciting. When you look at how robotics has been taken up by certain small towns, and especially Zhejiang Province, as it seems like, well, Zhejiang Province is, for those who don't know the geography of China very well, it's located in the eastern part of China, and it's traditionally been a rather prosperous place, as the climate is rather mild, and it is very, very nurturing for people, I suppose. And you don't even need heating there.
Sign me up.
In wintertime. So traditionally, it's been this very comfortable place for living. And we've seen it has been a bit of a pioneer province when it comes to manufacturing already. But in the last 5 years, as we see, there is an upgrade, a call to do so in from the central government and then through local governments, that manufacturing needs to become greener and more high-tech as we need to find new growth points in economy. And Zhejiang Province has decided to take up robotics as it sees this is the future for its local economy, and it is already bringing new breath of fresh air into the local business. So when you see there are these growth of specialized towns, these towns that sort of take up one mission of one industry and seeks future growth this way, what's the impact on the towns and also in the region?
Oh, yeah. I also want to add one more thing about the Zhejiang province. As we know, it has a long history of the intelligence technology because it's kind of like the birthplace of one of the China's e-commerce giant Alibaba. And I remember during the G20, I do the field report in Hangzhou of Zhejiang province. I was so surprised by the Alibaba town. It's because it's like a hub for those startups or those small-scaled enterprises who focus on the in technology or or AI technologies. So I think it will bring an impact on the local society, and many people want to take part in this industry, and also it will attract a great loads of talents into this small town.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some several impacts here. First of all, is I think for these cities, one of the things that they'll have to do as a specialized town, and the impact maybe that they'll have to go through, is you can have a company, you can attract the companies, but the companies don't necessarily, what the companies are attracted for isn't necessarily what the talent will be attracted for. So, right, companies, of course, they want a better deal to build their, you know, square footage or whatnot for building their factories or places where they're going to innovate. But at the same time, too, they need people. They need the talents. These are the people that do innovate, that use the equipment inside these factories or workshops to be able to make innovation happen. And so in which case, you know, these are people too, many of them with families and whatnot. So I think that these specialized towns will have to upgrade their infrastructure as well, not just look at, hey, how can we benefit the businesses, but then also, hey, how can we benefit the talents that work for the businesses, that is, good schools for these people that probably very much value education, these kinds of things, hospitals, probably a Starbucks, because I think talent loves Starbucks.
Yeah, coffee.
If you go in a Starbucks, you always see people on their laptops. I imagine they're innovating something or just cruising the internets. I don't know. But they look serious, okay? So these kind of things. I mean, the modern day person's necessities to be able to make them happy in both their work life. Of course, that's what they'll be doing there, but also in their personal lives, all right? Because we're not just machines like they're trying to innovate, but we're people. So we need to have some fun, some life, and something for our family as well as the work situation.
Yeah.
Another thing, though, Hyung, I do briefly want to comment on is that I think we're going to see an interesting investment in realty. And these are for reasons like, I guess, in Ganyao, the monthly rent was 8 yuan per square meter before construction of this robot town. But I guess, according to Song Dafu, party secretary of Ganyao Village, now the center of the township's new robotics hub, landlords now claim 25 yuan per square meter. So that's quite a substantial raise, and in which case, if I was an investing man, I would be keeping my eye out for these specialized towns, because it sounds like it's not just something that affects, you know, the where the companies are going to start or build their workshops or factories, but also housing and investment in the infrastructure could be a good way for people to reap benefits. Investing in these towns, believing in these towns, because as we can see from 8 yuan per square meter now to 25 yuan per square meter, the trend is real estate is going up as well. So investing on that might also be a really good idea.
Wow, you're thinking really so much more ahead than where I am at. Because I think, I think that is an interesting observation. And one way of looking at it is that when business is booming, when investors see that there is business opportunity, then yes, money.
Jump on it.
Yes,
this is a great opportunity. If I was a gambling man, this was what I'd do. I mean, I think investment in a way is, you know, a gamble with your money, but this seems like also you're investing in a future in China, and that's great. It's a win-win.
Yeah, well, that's one way of looking at it, and certainly I do think there is some merit to it, but also my worry is that I'd like to see that there is actual substantial growth that's happening there before the...
But by that time, you might be too late, Hyung.
That's a gamble, isn't it? Yeah, so maybe, yes.
But I mean, all signs point in the direction. They're having, you know, government help. It's part of a national plan. Zhejiang's really pursuing, as Huang Shen had said, robotics and these kind of things. So it's not just this one little local city's initiative, but it sounds like they'll have help if they need it. It's a dream that will be realized, and in which case, you know, instead of just looking at the bigger picture, I think when we look at the impact, we can see real estate and stuff like this is also prime for investment.
Yeah, and for these little towns, I think it's important for them to find their niche.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that when we look at this story in Zhejiang province, because it used to be a manufacturing place already, and now it's a matter of, you know, just building on a solid foundation, and going for robotics makes sense. And I think for other towns, it's finding your niche, finding what you can build upon, and what's the differentiating point that can not only make this a good story of the day, but also growth in the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, so to speak. What do you think are some of the things that towns need to keep in mind to have to have that growth in the future?
I think first they need to think about what are their advantages and try to make full use of it. Try to avoid some problems, like such as some provincial officials, they want to get as many features, town titles as they can to as the, their achievement. But actually, you know, if they just hired enterprises to make an attractive plan for them, in order to obtain the government fund and without carefully thinking about the long-term development or if the plans are suiting for your own town, I think they will potentially maybe not develop the industry at all.
Yeah,
that's something to keep in mind for sure.
I also think, you know, this town has a history, and I'm sure people are very proud of that. And I'm sure there's some things that is very unique to that town, a culture and stuff, that would be ashamed if it was kind of displaced in this kind of, it seems like the whole, I would say, world in some sense is having another industrial push into this future of robotics and this digital media, digital trend that is really just taking hold, you know? It seems like we're really moving all of our GDP or whatever we're doing into a digital realm. But in which case, I think it's important not to forget our roots, because I think that makes us appreciate the journey we've been on as, you know, as a people, as a culture, even if it's a local small culture. I'm sure people there care about it. So in which case, finding a way to, in all aspects, not just this local township, but other towns or bigger towns, in this push to not forget our roots, to find a way to somehow preserve that, as well as, you know, reach the goals that we want to achieve. I think that won't be easy to do necessarily, because sometimes people are like, oh, we need to get after this. They get so excited that they forget maybe about their culture, so to speak, or don't value it as much because they're like, we need to do this. In which case, one thing I would say is, you know, make sure in this pursuit, we find a place for our culture, for others' cultures, whether it be in a local township or wherever.
Yeah, and certainly when you have a province that has carefully planned that a cluster of townships can each have a specialty in one industry, and together, I see that there will be growth, job opportunities, and better living for the local people. That's what we want to see. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Huang Shan.